Hello out there. Welcome to your next mission video podcast. On this show, we talk a lot about our military service members who suffer from PTSD, TBI, mental health challenges, and other ailments, and rightfully so. Today, we're going to shift to that attention to the military children and how they're affected by some of these same challenges. Today's guests are the Cohen Veterans Network, a national network of mental health clinics for 9/11 veterans, service members, and their families, including children. Please stay tuned as we learn how we can help our military kids. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans and service members and their families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. Say it every week. We love them too. Today we're going to talk about the strength of resilience, a unique experience of military children who bravely serve alongside their families, navigating moves, deployments, transitioning with incredible courage. And I'm excited to welcome Amy Moore, Clinic Director of the Stephen A. Cohen Military Family Clinic at Red Rock in Colorado Springs, and Ashley Jensen, Senior Manager of the Clinical Practice at the Cohen Veterans Network. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad we got through that first part, and I'm all pumped up now. So we got a lot to talk about. Before we get started, I want each one of you to tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. Amy, we'll start with you.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for having me. My name is Amy. I am, like you mentioned, the director out here in beautiful Colorado Springs. I'm almost a Colorado native. I've been here since age 11. They won't quite give me native status yet, but that's all right. But my dad is retired Air Force. And as soon as he retired, he moved me and my family out here as quick as he could. And I am just so honored to be a part of this community and working towards getting military members and their families access to care.
There you go. Ashley, how about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Ashley Jensen. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And at CBN, my role is to equip clinicians and our clinical leaders with the tools that they need to be successful in the therapy room. And so that might be training and consultation, equipping them with additional tools. So I've spent most of my career working with kids and families with complicated diagnoses and life situations. And so this is my very favorite topic. And I guess the most important thing to know about me is that I have three lovely little girls, and I'm the wife to a first responder.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, I have two granddaughters and five great grandbabies. So I love taking care of children. I love talking about kids. And you know, the kids are our future, and we need to do all we can to help them out. Amy, what are some of the unique mental health challenges that military children face, and how do these challenges affect the well-being of children?
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned before, and I love that you use the word resilient when it comes to our military kiddos. Challenges include, having to adjust to a new school or a new community. Studies show that military kids actually are having to move, I think, three times more likely than civilian kids do, and then having to change schools between 6 to 9 times. And so having that adjustment, having to get used to a new school community, having access to new resources. One of the things that we hear a lot about here in Colorado Springs is we're a decent-sized community, decent-sized town, and resources may not be available if they're PCSing to a smaller town. And so those are a few of the different things that we hear pretty regularly.
Yeah, one of the things I always hated that family separation. You know, I was gone quite a bit myself in the military, and you know, I think the longest I was gone for 1 year. And when you move back into the home and you move back to the family, I mean, so many things change over, you know, over a year or 6 months or whatever. But that's tough. It's really tough for you. I guess the really bad, sad thing about it, I thought about it, but I thought it'd sort of work itself out. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work itself out. Ashley, would you tell us about how Cohen Veterans Network is caring for these children?
We care for these children in a lot of ways. The biggest thing is that there's this constant challenge, as Amy alluded, with all of the moving and everything. One of the constant challenges is just competent care, right? New military families experience unique challenges, and so they need competent mental health care and support. And so our clinics provide really flexible care. We can meet with families and kids on telehealth. And actually, research shows that telehealth can be just as effective as in-person mental health care as long as the clinician and the family or the client are really connected that way. And so we offer telehealth, we offer kind of after-hours appointments, and we can be flexible with families around scheduling. A lot of our clinics also offer childcare. So if you're bringing one child for therapy, but we all know sometimes you're single parenting and you have two other kids, so what are we going to do with them? And we can offer some really safe and fun options for childcare as well.
You know, it's really funny you say that, you know, telecare is just as effective as anything else. It would seem to me it wouldn't be, because you don't have that close personal contact, but you're saying it is. I wouldn't think it'd be that way.
I'll say our clinicians are really, really good at keeping kids' attention. It's a challenge, as any teacher or other, you know, kid-related profession would tell you, but they're really highly trained and really creative.
Yeah. Is there an age range? I mean, like 4, 5, 6. Do you have you know, is most of the children you talk to that are maybe 12 years old or 10 years old or whatever?
You know, as far as telehealth goes, it really depends on development and that kid's familiarity with technology and the support that they have from their caregivers as well. Usually, we do a lot more family-oriented work with the younger kids because we know that kids are most successful when their parents are very, very active in their treatment the
Oh,
younger they
absolutely.
go. And when they get to be teenagers, there can be a lot more individual intervention.
Actually, to follow up, what changes do you see in children after they begin receiving care? Do you see a lot of changes in them?
You know, a lot of times when we see families or kids, it's the families have tried everything. You know, they're really struggling with something big and they don't know what to do. And so when we're really listening to them and tuning in to their needs and their concerns and their experiences in ways that maybe they haven't heard, been heard before, and then we're able to start helping them make a plan. You know, my favorite definition of hope is the belief that tomorrow can be better than today and that you have the power to make it better yourself. And I think that that really sums up what we do at CBN is instill hope and give people the tools that they need to meet their goals and to make change where they really need it. And it's more about empowering the client. We're not doing treatment to clients and kids, but we are walking alongside of them and empowering them to make change themselves.
Well, we got to take a break here in a bit, but I got this is such an interesting summer. I'll ask you one more question. Do you c connect with the schools too? I mean, the schools and medical doc. I mean, I'm sure you make that complete circle there. I mean, who do you connect with, I guess?
Yeah, I can defer to Amy on some specific examples.
Sure. Yeah, go
Absolutely.
ahead.
So partnerships can include us going into the schools, whether that's meeting the kiddos where they're at, or you know, being able to assist with the educators and administrative staff around how to best serve our military kiddos and family members. So we really do want to make sure we are meeting people where they're at.
I know that's a question I was going to ask you later, but you got me pulled in there. I'm so interested in what you guys are talking about. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how involved the community in child care is. So please stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley. And if you're enjoying this discussion, and I know that you are because we're talking about our kids, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Amy Moore, Clinic Director of the Stephen A. Cohen Military Family Clinic, and Ashley Jensen, Senior Manager of the Clinical Practice at the Cohen Veterans Network. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on the vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Amy, sometimes it isn't necessary to for care of children in a clinical environment to go anywhere. And we talked about that a minute ago, like schools and other stuff. Give me some other examples of that, because I'm really interested about what you actually do when you're in the school environment, or maybe other medical doctors, I guess, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, depending on what the school needs, so if they need a dedicated clinician time at the schools to assist with some of those needs that those kids have, we could absolutely meet those needs in that way. We offer, I know it's in the clinic, but we do offer out therapy groups here that are really pertaining to some of those struggles that kiddos go through. For example, our clinic has a friendship skills group. And for kiddos who have to move around quite a bit, this is a great group and an opportunity to not only meet kids around their age, but also be able to continue that journey of learning some of those social skills and that would set them up for success in that transition. We really do try to keep a finger on the pulse of what the community needs. And so we are oftentimes at tabled events, doing some different grounding technique exercises, giving kids some takeaways with them that they can use when they start to have those really big feelings and they're not really sure what to do. And then, you know, we also want to make sure that we are truly a gift to the community, and often we'll offer out free events for the community. So for example, we actually had a really successful movie day a few weeks ago in honor of Month of the Military Child, where we were able to show a private screening of the new Minecraft movie for kiddos and families. And we just got the best feedback from that, because a lot of military members say, you know, especially moving to a new community, we don't have a lot of easy to access, low cost or free events available to us. So this really means a lot that you guys are so dedicated.
Yeah. Hey, in the military, we always have mentors or coaches or something like that. Did the children get coaches and mentors? I guess you guys are maybe coaches or mentors, but did they get other kids as mentors to mentor another child or another kid or at the same age or something?
That's a really great idea. I actually love that idea. You know, I think that that's the beauty of groups. You know, you can kind of meet somebody and learn from their journey of how they were able to navigate a difficult transition for them. But we're always trying to see how we can support around that. So I think a mentorship is actually a really great idea.
Well, the reason I even say that, because, you know, even in the Army or even when I was a kid, I always look at an older kid that said, man, he'd be a great guy, for a great role model for me. So, yeah, that's really the area I was going in. Hey, Ashley, we are some common misconceptions about military children and the resilience and needs. Can you talk about that a little bit, some of the misconceptions?
Yeah, when we talk about military families and kids, sometimes we put them in a box. And that's the one myth that I just want to debunk out. All these kids are actually just kids, right? And they're living in a very unique circumstance with very unique experiences, but they also experience kind of like those normal kid things too. And so we want to make sure that we remember when we're working with families and when we're getting to know military families that their individual experiences inform kind of who they are as well. But they do have unique military related experiences. In fact, I really enjoy the Military Teen Experience Survey, which comes out, I think it's annually. And they talk about military kid well-being, and their most recent survey said that 35% of their military kids that they interviewed, and these were teens, they reported low mental well-being, and 12% experienced suicidal thoughts in the past month. And what research will tell us is that with more deployments and with complicated military experiences, some of those rates may rise. And so as a community, as mental health providers, we want to be aware of those additional risk factors that are unique to the military community. One unique population within the military community that I'd like to call is hidden helpers. And hidden helpers are kids that are involved in the care of a wounded, ill, or injured parent. And this is specifically in the military context. And we really want to keep a special eye on those families as well and make sure that their needs are met so that we can take care of their well-being as a family.
Yeah, I would think that even trying to go back to some of the school teachers and stuff and sort of educate them about what kids are going through, especially the military children. Do you do that? Go give classes to schools and talk about military kids?
You know, we do a lot of outreach activities depending on the community. And I think that that's really important. You know, when we're talking about, you know, maybe a kid needs to miss a few extra days of school because of a parent's deployment, or maybe they're experiencing a lot more extra stress when maybe their peers aren't really experiencing that. And it's important for us to empower and equip caregivers and other caring adults to have those conversations with teachers to really illustrate the context around what's happening. And, you know, in my experience, teachers have been so responsive and so empathetic and creative in solving kids' unique needs. But we just need to make sure that they're aware of them in the first place.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to back up here a little bit. During Afghanistan and Iraq and when the wars, you know, big wars were going on or some things were going on for us, I would imagine you had a lot more kids that were going over with issues and problems and concerns during that period of time anyway.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting that you bring that up. I was talking to a military teen, it was a few months ago, and she said, like, when I'm at school, my peers are, you know, talking about the war, or talking about politics, or talking about current events. And to them, it's all an abstract idea. But to this specific teen, she's like, my dad is over there right now. You know, what I hear in the news impacts me directly. And that's something that we don't always think about, is these big things that are happening in the world directly impact these kids in ways that other kids could never really understand.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Hey, we need to take another quick break. This is a great discussion. I just got to say up front, thank you guys for what you're doing. This is certainly so important for military kids. So I just, you know, keep up the good work. And I know that you're going to help a lot of young men and women, future young men and women, they get bigger and got to be politicians or whatever. But we appreciate all you're doing. When we come back, we'll hear about some of the strategies that military families can use to help the home. We'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that help make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Amy Moore, Clinic Director of the Stephen A. Cohen Military Family Clinic, and Ashley Jensen, Senior Manager and a Clinical Practice of the Cohen Veterans Network. Remember, this is your show. We know that there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll actually reach back out to you. Ashley, what are some of the skills that or strategies military families can call upon to help children deal with the challenge we've been discussing already?
Yeah, I think my number one biggest recommendation is that parents really prioritize their relationship with each other and build their own support network. Like parenting kids is it's a team sport, right? We can't do it alone. Yeah. And knowing that some of our military families are experiencing deployments, and so sometimes a parent is parenting on their own, they need that really strong support system for them. Just being a parent in regular life is hard, and adding on those additional challenges can be a real struggle. So that's the first thing. Kids need a really sturdy foundation, and having that support network and having a strong relationship is really important.
Yeah.
The second recommendation is really similar, which is prioritize the relationship with your kids. And we all want that as parents, but sometimes the daily in and out stress and then those bigger stresses can get in the way. And sometimes we're focused on solving the crisis of the day, and we forget to look each other in the eyes, and we forget to really listen to each other. And we can help with that at Cone Veterans Network. When those things get too messy, we can come in and help you prioritize those relationships. But we really want to listen to kids and understand what they're experiencing as well. And then my third piece of advice is really to include your kids in the process when you're experiencing a transition. Sometimes we want to hide hard things from our kids, and sometimes that's appropriate, depending on age and development. But what we know about kids is that they see everything. They hear everything, even when we don't think they do. And so if they hear little snippets, they might start trying to fill in the gaps with their own stories. And that might create additional stress or additional uncertainty. So to the extent that it's appropriate to involve your kids in the decision making or in the planning or anticipating a change, do that rather than defaulting to hiding things until you can't anymore. We really want to invite them to join in as a family and support each other in those changes.
I hit a lot of great, really points. I think one of the key things is listening and communicating with them. Because a lot of times, I remember I had a good friend when I was young. I think the family had 8 brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. I was a big family. And they got along so well. And I used to watch and get around a little bit. And we'd play baseball and stuff. And it was really sort of neat. But the one thing they did, I think they better than anybody else, they talked to each other every day. And they communicate, and I think that's really the hiccup sometimes. You just start talking to each other. The other thing is, as you hit on it, is you don't know what they're listening to, and you don't know, the other thing you don't know is what's influencing their decisions and some of the things that they're doing. So I think that's just critical. Keep talking to them and listen to them and spend some time with them. And then the last thing I'll say is, and I'm guilty of this myself, I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go work out, get to work and work out about 6 o'clock in the morning, come back. Just had a long day, 12, 14 hours, come home and go back and just lay down because I was tired. Mm-hmm. And I always thought I never spent much time with my kids as I was growing up, because I was always either working or doing stuff. And they went from 1 year old to 18 or 19 year old. So spending time with your kids is so critical and so important. But again, listening to them and talking to them, I think that's the key to success. Amy, would you share a story that illustrates how CVN's care for has made a difference in the lives of military child or our child's family?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I can share so many stories in terms of the impact that we've had at a local level. But one story that I love to share is really just shows the impact of how we've had on families at a national level. So we had a mother bring her child in, and she was just at her wit's end. She just wasn't sure what direction to go in terms of getting support for her child, support for herself. Husband had been deployed. And so she finally found a therapist with us who was able to work with some of those behaviors that the child had, or she had, well, the whole family had concerns with, and truly night or day difference. I mean, I would see this kiddo walk through the halls and just a little tornado. And then a few weeks later, just a lovely little gentleman. And so she comes to us one day, or her clinician, just in tears. And she says, "You guys have been such an incredible support for us. I don't know what we're going to do without you. We just found out that we're having to PCS within the next month." And she's, and so we asked her, we're like, well, where are you guys PCSing to? And she says, well, we're going to Fort Sill. And I was like, perfect. We have a clinic out in Lawton. And so we were able to facilitate that transition, or that transfer over of server services. And we got an email that said, thank you so much, because in a world where consistency is not offered out to us, this felt like home.
Yeah. Well, it, with technology now, even if you move to Japan, you can do a Zoom call with them. You know, so they have that connection no matter where they're at, because they may only trust you too, and it may be hard for them to fit in with, you know, with somebody else there. Oh, man, well, you guys are doing some amazing thing. I just have one question for both of you. If you could share the one message with the military parents watching, listening right now, what would it be? And I guess we'll start with Ashley. Let's start with Ashley here.
I think my message is something that all parents need to hear, and that is you're enough. You have what it takes. You know, I know as a parent, I think about it. I think, am I messing this up? Do I have what it takes? Am I enough? Did I just screw this all up? You know?
Yeah.
And the very truth is that we all need a lot of support, and our military community needs additional support for very good reason, right? And so my advice really is to just seek out the support when you need it. Sometimes it's professional support, but other times it's just reaching out to a friend you haven't talked to in a while and being honest with them about, you know, what you're experiencing. And so, you know, it's just a big word of encouragement. You've got what it takes, and you can access the tools that you need when you need them. And then just one last thing is thank you. And I know that we mentioned earlier, the whole family serves. It's not just one service member. Mm-hmm. And I have unlimited gratitude for those of you who are in the trenches with your service member and serving together.
Yeah. I think the other thing is, don't be afraid to ask for help. I think sometimes somebody said, well, I will be able to work it out. Well, sometimes you don't have the skill set to work it out, or you maybe just need a couple of different ideas. So don't, you know, for the people that listen or watch it, don't be afraid. We're all part of a family. We need to make sure that we help each other out. So don't be afraid. Ask for help. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that want to do all they can to make sure your life is better and better every day. Amy, how about yourself? Any advice there?
Absolutely. I would just like to say that we see you, and we honor the sacrifices you've made, not only in service to our country, but in the quiet strength that you all show as parents. Your children carry pieces of your journey, and we're here to help carry theirs. At our clinic, at the clinics across the network, across the country, we're dedicated to supporting the mental and emotional well-being of your kids. You all have served us, so let us serve your family in return.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, great advice. You know, there's so many people. One of the things that's really hard sometimes is for, I think, veterans or family members or, you know, in the military that really tell you how they feel or what's going on. And so it's a struggle sometimes for them to do that. Hey, I can't thank you guys enough for what you're doing. I just, as you're talking, I'm thinking about things I should have maybe did a little bit different, but, you know, at least maybe I can help in different ways now. So finally, hey, Ashley, do you have a website or a phone number someone wants to reach out to or get some more information about what you guys are doing? Website or phone number, do you have one?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyone can go to CohenVeteransNetwork.org. And there is information about our clinics. And then we also have a client education center, which has, it's like a treasure trove of information about typical family struggle stuff. And so we're happy to help in that way. And then, of course, you can find out how to reach out to your local clinic. And then anyone can email me. My email address is ashley.jensen@cohenveteransnetwork.org. And I'm happy to connect you with whoever can help you best in our organization.
Okay. You said there is a phone number too? I didn't hear you say phone number. Is there? Yeah.
You know, the best way to reach out is online, through an online web form or via email.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I appreciate it. This has been a great discussion. I certainly appreciate it. Any final thoughts, anything we might have missed or want to emphasize as we go through a little bit? But again, we'll start with Amy. Go ahead, Amy. Any final thoughts?
No, I appreciate, again, just the awareness, the topic of what military kids, you know, go through. I can say that I was a military kid from birth till 11, and I truly wish that there was something like this available for myself and my family, especially after transitioning out. I think it would have made a huge impact.
Yeah. Ashley, how about yourself? Any final thoughts, anything you want to add that some of the things we've said today?
You know, I think we covered a lot of it, and just a reminder that kids are, in fact, resilient. And when we take the time to really listen and understand them, we can help them find a way forward. So I'm really grateful to be part of CBN and really grateful for this opportunity.
Well, I think your kids are our future. You know, mm-hmm. I always thought we should spend more money on children in schools and stuff. We do everything we can to make the kids' life better and better and better, especially military. I mean, all kids and, you know, in general, but the military kids sometimes struggle just a little bit more than the rest of the children around the world there. Thanks again for being with us. I appreciate it. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again to Amy Moore and Ashley Jensen from the Cohen Veterans Network for being with us. What a wonderful team, and they're doing so many great things. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on our website, yournextmission.org, and leave me a review. I always say, I hope it's a good one. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. And you can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and of course, Rumble. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Amy and Ashley for joining us today. When you talk about kids, I love what they said today. They talked about their little sponges. They pick up everything. They're struggling inside sometimes, and we don't really know it. But kids, I've said it about four times during this show, kids are our future. Take the time to talk to them, listen to them, let them tell you how they feel. It's important. It's about their life. It's about growing up. It's about having a productive life. And if you're struggling, I mean, the parents are struggling. Maybe you have PTSD and you don't see the kind of things that your kids are going through. Reach out to somebody. I mean, you're not by yourself. Don't think you're ever by yourself doing anything. I mean, I say it all the time in the show. We are part of a family. We've got to take care of each other. And that includes our wives, our spouses, our children. God bless you for what you're doing, but make sure you take care of your kids each and every day. Thanks for watching. And thanks to New Mind Studios, and of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.